more us getting back to how we want to play, getting back to the up-tempo and high intensity, kind of getting after teams and putting them on the back foot.
He's big. He's bald.
He's a blanking wall. That's Brad Guzan right there.
It was, and he's right, getting back to playing how we needed to play. It is Dukes and Bell joining us in studio, as he does on a weekly basis. Darren Eales, who is our Atlanta United president, and we're going to talk with him. Coming up, we'll take your thoughts and phone calls about the Falcons. Free agency continues. By the way, Jordy Nelson says he wants to continue to play. He turns 33 in May for those Falcon fans who were talking about that. All right, Darren, first and foremost, congratulations on an amazing experience and, again, selling out Mercedes-Benz. I think Mike and I both just went, wow.
Yeah, afternoon, guys. That was a little bit better, wasn't it, this week?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, on the pitch, it was a much better performance. And obviously, off the pitch, the Atlanta United fans, again, just amazed us. 72,035. So it's the fourth biggest game again in the world, biggest ever in MLS history, third time now that we've broken the record. But it was absolutely jammed. I mean, Mike, I know you were at the game. I mean, in terms of when Miggy scored that second, the whole place went nuts. That camera shot when it backs out and pans away and you just see the whole crowd going nuts is reverberating around the world. That's a sort of, you know, it's a talk of world football that we're getting this many fans in on a consistent basis.
It was great, man. Carl and I jumped on board with tickets from the jump. You should too, guys. Now, here's the thing. Now it's not the easiest ticket to get. We'll talk more about that coming up. You can vote, by the way, for Miggy's goal as the goal of the week on the go to ATL UTD, by the way, and vote. He's got 55% of the vote.
Yeah, this is funny. I mean, we won every single vote last year whenever any of our players got on it. And so they tried to change the rules this year. So you can only vote one time, but we're still crushing it.
Now, speaking of Almiron, he's got a friendly he's going to play in. What's the situation there?
Yeah, so we've got a FIFA international break coming up after our game against Vancouver. There's a bye week. Now, for us, the good news about Miggy is that it's being played in Cary, North Carolina, so he hasn't got to go all the way to South America. But they're actually playing against the American national team, so that'll be an interesting game. But that's the time where, I don't know if you guys remember, last year we had Joseph Martinez got injured on international break. So
he's playing on a cow pasture, it looked like.
Yeah, I mean,
the field wasn't up to snuff.
That 2 weeks, you're just sitting there, I'm praying every night, just hoping that the guys get back fit, because that's all you want to happen.
Darren Eales is with us, guys, president of Atlanta United FC, again now 1-1. And we get Vancouver coming up. St. Patrick's Day night is going to be a blast. Real quick, speaking of injuries, how is Ezekiel Barco coming along with the quad?
Yeah, he's doing good. I mean, look, he's a young lad. He's hopefully going to heal quickly, but we don't want to rush things. So we're going to rest it, make sure that when he comes back, he's 100%. But obviously, it was his first game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. He got to be in the changing room with the players and, you know, got to feel the atmosphere. So he just can't wait to get out there.
Did you get any reaction from him?
I mean, he's obviously gutted because he's a player and he wants to be out there. But you think about some of that space in the second half that was out there and you add in Ezekiel Barco to the mix, it just... It does make you sort of lick your lips in anticipation.
Now, I love the adjustments Tata made going from the Houston game to this game. What did you make of it? Obviously, they worked, but I just felt like our attacking style, it was really present early on. I mean, they got one shot on goal basically in the first half. It just felt like this was the team we were watching at the end of last season.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was night and day, wasn't it, from Houston? And part of the credit there obviously goes to Tata. He set the team out perfectly. And to be honest, I mean, we totally dominated. The fear I had after 20 minutes was it going to be one of those days like we've had against DC before where we don't score and then they nick one on the break? But once we got that goal, it really was one-way traffic. And I think, you know, it was credit to the players as well because, you know, they knew it was disappointing the week before and they came out and showed our fans at home, you know, what Atlanta United football is all about.
Tito Villalba setting up. And again, it all started with Darlington Nagbe because I'm sitting there in the stands going, all right, when am I going to see some of this Nagbe magic? And then Nagbe gets it to Tito and then a beautiful service or cross over to Joseph Martinez for the goal. That's what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah, right? I mean, look, that was classic, wasn't it? Atlanta United attacking football. And Darlington, I thought, had a great game, not only just with that pass for the goal, but the way that he was sort of covering the field to be able to block the channels. He did a lot of running on the defensive side, which sometimes doesn't get noticed. But, you know, he's so comfortable on the ball and on turf. He's used to playing on that from Portland. You know, he's going to just be, I think, increasingly influential as the season goes on, as he gets used to the players.
Now, we had a chance to visit with Parkhurst during the preseason, and obviously he didn't play a whole lot. He was anxious to get back out there. He looked really good to me, too. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, he had a pipe and slippers, didn't he, first half? And he was just literally out there just directing traffic. I mean, he's brilliant at the defending, but again, he stepped in when he had to and put some great passes. I mean, he's just experienced, and I think, you know, that's probably a presence that we don't give him credit for, the way that he just calms that whole defense down. And,
right.
you know, it was just a consummate performance from him on the weekend.
That's a phrase we got to get West to use. If the offensive line for the Falcons is better this year and Matt has more time, look, pipe and slippers for Matt Ryan back there. Carl, before he throws it to Julio. Darren Eales is with us, the president of your Atlanta United FC. Great win. So much fun. And also, hats off to a guy who's not 100%, but he gave it the effort, Leandro Gonzalez-Perez.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's a warrior, so he was always going to play that game. But, you know, he played through the pain. And again, I think it was just good to see all of the guys back. I mean, they all had a collective stinker the week before, and it was just good to see everyone back to normal and that sort of soccer that we're used to seeing with Atlanta United playing.
Now, a little tougher task coming up this weekend. Vancouver's pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's going to look a little different. I just think they're a much better team than what we saw with DC United. You know, they've got a lot of stuff to still figure out. Vancouver, they're coming in, a couple of wins under their belt.
Yeah, look, I mean, they're unbeaten. They've won, you know, 100% record. They beat us last year when we played up in Vancouver. You know, I think it's going to be a good test for us. No different from DC, and we had the bogey team with us
right.
last year. I think it's good for us to have Vancouver this early because hopefully we can sort of show that we learned from last year. But look, we know what they're going to be about. They're a tall team. They've got Kai Kamara up front who can, you know, just leaps, jumps up very high, scores a lot of goals with headers. You know, we know that we have to work hard at defending set pieces. They're going to be coming at us every chance they get. But everyone's got to do their bit. And then if we can nick a goal early, hopefully that's something right. where we can take advantage.
We'll be talking Falcons, guys, taking your calls about free agency. Carl is upset. There's no action. Coming up here on Dukes and Bell.
We're not doing enough.
Our weekly visit with Darren Eales, who so far, knock wood, pushing all the right buttons. And to Carl's point, there's just nothing we can do. We're built for speed. Unless they won't let you play with stilts on those set pieces. That's where we almost gave up a sneaky, sloppy goal at the end of the first half.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I think the thing about set pieces, though, is you've got to work for the ball. Even if you're not the height, you can put a challenge in and put someone off. So I think that's obviously what Tata's been working with on the lads, on making sure that they're going to be up there ready to do the sort of defending. Even if you can't quite get on it, you want to stop the player getting to it.
Now, the rules, and I'm just curious, because today's a big free agency day. I know you've listened a little bit to our show, and we appreciate that. But, you know, the rules for soccer and the international play, obviously a little bit different. But does it fascinate you how the NFL works with guys moving and teams making moves the way they do? Because I know all these executives, including yourself, you pay attention to this other stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying listening to the show today because we have the transfer window in England, which is, you know, it's around the world, but it's a day when you have to get your deals done. And today, Carl, you just sound like all the fans of Tottenham whenever I was there. We could never do enough business. Didn't matter who we signed, there was another player out there. Or it's just like, West Ham have signed three players. Arsenal have got these two players. Why aren't we doing anything? So it's great to hear that doesn't matter what the sport is.
That's
everyone's
right.
got that view.
Everybody wants to win.
But
man.
That's the thing. Imagine, but that's just your league. You could talk to a team from Italy. You could talk to a team from Spain to get the deal done.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I'll quickly share with you guys my very first transfer window at Tottenham Hotspur. I joined literally 3 weeks before the transfer deadline, and it was 45 minutes. I've still got the message from Daniel Levy, who was the owner at the time of Tottenham, saying, what about Rafa van der Vaart at the time, who was a top player who was playing at Real Madrid? And I was like, well, 45 minutes, there's no chance. We can't do a medical. And we signed the player. We signed the player. The next day, I had to go to a hearing with the Premier League because there was an inquiry about the delay in getting the paperwork in.
Oh,
we'd had an electricity problem that had caused the delay, and I had to sort of give evidence, but we ended up doing the deal the next
wow.
day. But that was for me a baptism of fire.
take us behind the scenes, because listen, the same kind of things, guys, are going on in the NFL. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. When we talk about these deals being done, the initial phone call is right. It's kind of a fill out period. Like, is he interested? Would they be interested? What's it going to take? But these things can happen fairly quickly, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, it's no different. I mean, soccer is a little bit more international than the NFL, but, you know, the number of deals I've done where I've had a player that I wanted, but I've rung up the club, I've perhaps talked about three other players, hoping that they mention the one I want so that you can right. then say, well, we might package him in a deal. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's all about contacts, because if you don't have those contacts, you got to wait for a deal to happen, and that just never really takes place.
Was the Nagby deal difficult now that it's been done and he's with us?
It wasn't difficult. I mean, we were surprised. I mean, I think I mentioned this before. We never assumed that he would ever be on the sort of trading block, and he was. And, you know, we ended up being creative. The number that came out publicly was a number to help Portland because, you know, the big number 1.6 has so many different
right.
contingencies on it that, you know, if it ends up happening, then, you know, Nagby's going to be the biggest player in the world. So, but, you know, sometimes you don't mind doing that because you want to get the player. So you're happy if they need to win the PR battle,
right.
you'll let them do that. I did it with Gareth Bale when I was at Tottenham. You know, in the end, we had to manufacture a number so that Cristiano Ronaldo wasn't upset in the dressing room in Real Madrid because he wanted to be the highest paid player. So these things, sometimes you're doing stuff because the other team wants it and you're trying to facilitate the deal.
Was Gareth's agent Welsh? Could you understand what he was saying?
Yeah. No, his agent's a very wealthy Londoner.
So Moneyball, there you go, a little Moneyball behind the curtain for soccer. That's pretty cool, man. So we got Vancouver, the little break we talked about. The All-Star game, I know I've got my tickets, we got ours. Is the All-Star game sold out yet?
Not sold out yet, but it's certainly going to be a sellout. I mean, obviously, we're excited. 1st of August, and they're looking to try and announce the team by the end of this month. So that'll be exciting because knowing the history of MLS, it's going to be a big Champions League club. And there'll be a chance for fans to not only see those players play, but also the best and cream of the crop of MLS. And obviously, Tata's going to be coaching it. So I'm sure there'll be a few Atlanta United players in the team.
7:30, guys. This Saturday is going to be lit at Mercedes-Benz.
Pace yourself.
And yeah, that's what we've been preaching it, Darren. Pace yourself so you can make yourself, be aware when you come into the stadium. Mm-hmm. But Darren, always a pleasure to talk with you. That's great info there from one of the top executives in the business, man, giving you some background.